and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ivy League grad Luigi Mangione was charged with murder overnight in the death of United Healthcare CEO. Altoona, Pennsylvania police officer Tyler Fry was called to a local McDonald's.
He was wearing a blue medical mask. As soon as we asked him to pull it down, me and my partner and I recognized him immediately.
A fast-moving wildfires burned at least 1,700 acres in Malibu, California. Mandatory evacuations include Pepperdine University.
We're supposed to go to, like, the cafeteria, but we just decided to get, like, off campus because we didn't want to, like, risk anything.
Israel's prime minister has begun what's expected to be days-long testimony at his corruption trial. The BBC's Yolanda Nell is at the courthouse in Tel Aviv.
There are noisy pro and anti-Netanyahu protests here, kept apart by security guards. This scene sums up how deep divisions over the veteran Israeli leader and his long-running trial have come to define Israeli politics.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A body was found in Marshfield over the weekend. The Marshfield Police Department responded to a call regarding human remains found in a field near West McMillan Street and North St. Joseph's Avenue. Officers were able to identify the remains, but the individual's identity is not being released until the family is notified. Their preliminary investigation suggests that no foul play was involved in the death and there is no danger to the public. The investigation is ongoing and no further information will be released at this time. In Neillsville, a 34-year-old resident was treated for stab wounds from a kitchen knife on Saturday. Police responded to a home on Grand Avenue a little after 2:30 in the afternoon on December 7th. The 34-year-old had been involved in a disturbance and sustained non-life-threatening injuries from a kitchen knife. Police identified Cedric J. Riggins as the suspect in the stabbing. He was taken into custody around 4:30 that same afternoon. Riggins is being held in the Clark County Jail on charges of substantial battery and disorderly conduct. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident passed away. Here's Lisa Hale.
Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strzuski's funeral will be Saturday at Conrad Bellman Funeral Homes in Oshkosh, with visitation starting at 10 a.m.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services. Specifically, this money will help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers. The Wisconsin DPI was one of 22 grant recipients across the nation to receive funding through this grant. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J., behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are joined today by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together on a Tuesday.
Woohoo!
It's an interesting one. We got fun stuff lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing good here. We're doing good.
Good. Where's my snow?
Yeah, that's it. You've got the snow queen over here. And Brittany's got some weather for you.
Okay,
she's got
right.
some stuff for
all right,
you.
I'll take it.
I sure do. I know I want the snow as well, so bring it on. We've got a cold front that is going to be moving through. It won't be here until tomorrow, so that's going to spark the snowfall in the morning. So we're looking at about a half an inch possible, and it's going to be breezy and cold as our temperatures crash throughout the afternoon and evening tomorrow night. So for today, it's the calm before the storm. Cloudy skies. High temperatures, we're sitting at them right now in those upper 20s, and we're going to hover there pretty much all day today. By tonight, we'll fall to the low 20s, and that's what we'll be waking up to tomorrow morning before that front passes and crashes us sub-zero tomorrow night. will be below zero with highs on Thursday of only 8 degrees. So some brutal wind chills are moving in and a little bit of snowfall. If it were me, I would dial up the snowfall and turn those temperatures a little warmer. But I don't have a choice. We're going to have to deal with the brutal blast of Arctic air.
Mother Nature just does her thing. We just kind of roll with it. Whatever she's doing, we just roll with it. There's no real other way around it. And I thought you'd be happy, Terry, with the snow possibility of snow coming.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, I'd like a foot, but I'll take a half dusting to a half inch.
We're still ways out and everything, but we'll see if we're going to have a white Christmas or not, or at least something on the ground to go with Christmas. We'll find out. We'll find out together, Brittany.
Fingers are crossed. Mm. Yep, we will.
Thanks, Britt. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Best in the business right there, friend Brittany Merlot. Terry and I got a bunch of fun things lined up this hour. Of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. A new trend about airport rules that people are in making happen in their day-to-day lives. They're saying, this is going on. We are doing this. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Candy canes are being used for more than just decoration. or are they? And country life, wearing camouflage in these countries is illegal. I thought that was a wild story.
That's interesting.
I gotta grab that one. But I wanted to kick things off, Terry. Oakhurst, this is a Tuesday, 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some entertainment news. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock, we're also going to get into some local things we have going on in this area and the top trending pet names of 2024, Terry.
Oh.
All that coming up. And I wanted to start off with the United Way and this amazing thing that you just handed off to me. It's very cool. I've never had one of these before, so I'm going to be staring at this while you talk.
Okay, so for the listeners who don't know what he's doing, I just presented James with just a very small, tiny token of our appreciation, but it's just a pretty cool wireless phone charger.
Yeah,
so it's got our new logo on it. So that's kind of, in addition to campaign, which I've been talking about relentlessly when I'm here. But one of the other things that really took up a lot of our work this fall is we had a whole new brand refresh rollout.
Yeah.
So we have a new logo as a United Way system, but of course here locally. We have a new website that launched yesterday. Mm-hmm. So of course, trying to still identify and work out kinks with that, but it looks fabulous. Fabulous. We love it. So that's super cool. But yeah, just working on rolling out all of that. And then the most fun part of my job, other than being here.
Yes. Thank you.
But the most fun part is awarding sweepstakes prizes. And so we have begun this process. We did our drawing last week. And the way that someone would qualify for the sweepstakes is to give $1 a week or $52 a year. You qualify. And then if you increase your gift by at least $26, you get double entry. So the deadline for that was back in November. And so we did our drawing last week once everything was inputted. And so far, since 7:40 this morning, we have awarded 3 of the 5 prizes. So I can, I can share those 3.
Please
I can't share the one. I'm literally doing one immediately after I leave here. So that one I'm going to keep under my hat.
I'm going to try to get it out of her, but I won't be able
to. It won't work.
I won't be able to.
But yesterday morning we were at Pitch Early Learning Center, which is part of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. And there we were able to award $1,000 to Rachel Tieslink. And so we're super excited. Ooh. Oh, yeah, we're doing bells. Let's do bells.
Yeah, we got to do bells. There we go. Yes. There we go.
So, we thank Rachel for her ongoing. Interesting that all 5 of the winners that were chosen, and this is, just a random, obviously, selection, but all 5 were previous givers, too. So none were new this year. Not that it matters. I mean, sometimes that happens, but I just thought that was an interesting, interesting little thing. And let's see, 1, 2, 3 of the 5 increased their donation and 2 kept their donation the same. So, just kind of a cool stat. So we had Rachel Tiesling from Pitch, and then our next winner yesterday afternoon was Carrie Easterly, and she works... We're playing bells. Okay.
Yeah.
She works at Gunderson Moundview down in Adams. So she works at the hospital there. And so that was awesome. And then this morning, I literally, before I came over here, just awarded another $1,000 to Mark Sabatke. And Mark is over at DoorWorks. So it's just, it's super fun. We have this, I can't even describe to you. We go in with balloons, helium balloons, and, a big check, of course, the real check. But it is just a super fun way. And, noteworthy here is that all of these prizes are sponsored. Mm-hmm. So we are not taking donor dollars out to award these prizes. We have five local companies: Aspirus, Gunderson, Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinic, Prevail Bank, Next Home Partners, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. And they each give us $1,000 to help promote our campaign and then, you know, give those as prizes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are so thankful to them and looking forward to getting these next two prizes out there. Super cool. And for, you know, in social media world, weird stuff happens all the time. And so back in mid-November, our Facebook got shut down.
Yeah.
And so we are still in the process of appealing that with Facebook rulers, yeah. Meta.
Yeah.
But because I'm just resisting starting a new one because there's just a lot to start over from. So, though, this is one of the places where we promote our sweepstakes winners is on social media. So that's really disappointing. So what we're doing is we're actually sending those out via Constant Contact.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing one each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this week to announce the winners. So cool. If you're on our email list, you will get those. If you're not, hop to our website, uswsac.org, check out the new website and sign up so then you can get the notification. Because unfortunately, we're just having some struggles with Facebook.
Yeah, something that nobody should have to go through, especially our nonprofits. And if it is, it's something that they should be able to fix with all the money and all the power that they have.
And you know, it's really
funny. They should be able to get it fixed right away.
The reason we're shut down is for impersonation. And we're part of a national organization, right?
Yeah,
so we look like too many other United. And of course we do, because this happened right when we rolled out all of the new brand stuff.
Right,
so we're all, you know, posting same things, but that's intentional. And it's apparently hard for that to sink in.
Well, when you have everything, when you have everything in an algorithm done by algorithms and computers. And
so it's all AI. So we have finally gotten to a human, but they're just checking it out. They don't just take your word for it. So, I mean, we'll work through. We'll jump through all the hoops because sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, make our way through that. But this is just a super exciting time for us. We are still raising funds. So if you haven't made a donation and you would like to help us get, you know, the whole way to the goal, we certainly are accepting those. 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Or you can give on our website, uswsac.org.
And glad that came up a couple times because the website address is still the same, even with the updated. And it is beautiful. I was going to start the show right there and I got distracted, but that's it. The website looks fantastic. We know a little something in radio about how good it feels to give things, you know. We have our Civic Media statewide grown-up gift list tech to win contest going on right now. Be listening at the top of the 11 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours today. We'll have that keyword for you to text to us through the Civic Media app. Shameless promotion out of the way. But it does feel good. I was talking about it on the Sunrise Show this morning. I gave the keyword for this morning over there and immediately had some deja vu of the first event I did in my old classic rock days, and I had a t-shirt cannon and I got to shoot out t-shirts. And afterwards, there was a kid that came up and wanted a shirt, and I ran and grabbed one for him, and I still feel just as great giving things away as I did then.
It is super fun.
It never gets old.
Now, I have to tell you, the visual I got when you told that was not you putting a nice arc on the t-shirts with those cannons.
No.
It was like you just straight shooting them right at somebody.
There was
like they're hitting people in the gut.
It was a learning process. It was something I had to learn. If you see what happened to Maude Flanders, it was not that bad, but it was bad. It was bad.
I'm not suggesting you're immature. I'm just saying see you playing around with the t-shirt cannon a little bit too much.
You know me well. You know me well. because of the fact that you know me so well, Terry, and you and I have been friends for so long and everything, I have to admit I'm a little disappointed. I really felt like, you know, if you had a connection for me, you would set it up. And you know that I've got this sports show I do 3 days a week, Playmakers 5 to 6, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Thank you very much. I am signed up for the newsletter. And I saw that you and Ben, and I got a problem with Ben on this one too, that you guys were hanging out with Dorsey Levins recently.
We were. And I have to tell you, I was going to bring this up last week, and then it turned into the sports whining show on the couch.
Yeah,
so then I totally forgot about it because I was so we're going to have sports therapy at 5. Yeah. I mean, seriously. So this is really cool. The Green Bay Packer Foundation awards grants each year to – they have three strategy areas each year. And it rotates. So I guess what I'm saying is there's nine areas, right? So so we three this year, three next year, three the next year. And so Ben from our team at United Way wrote a grant to help support Stuff the Bus, which is our school supply drive and distribution. And so they give a whole bunch, like several hundred, 350, I think, maybe 400 grants, smaller grants, $3,000 to $8,000 grants to support local initiatives around, you know, mostly... All that I saw there when we went was it was all Wisconsin and then UP, right? So just right close to right close to Green Bay, and so they have a really nice awards reception at the atrium. They served a they served a nice lunch, and then we were given our check, and then we did get to meet Dorsey Levins and have a little photo op, which is part of our press release. And then what was really neat was just seeing. They had two big video screens up. They had the Green Bay Preble choir was singing Christmas carols, and, and they had these big monitors up. And then they we were able to provide two slides, right? Is what they told. Or that's not true. One slide, two pictures, where we could be featured. And so, but just to watch this scroll, because I want to say it was just over 400. So there was it just looped through all of the organizations. But what was really cool was there was an organization from Stevens Point. There was the Pittsville schools. There was, you know what I mean? So it was like people all around us too, who were, who were there. We didn't know. We saw them when we got there, but that was super fun. And you know, hats off to the Green Bay Packers. What's kind of cool about this is they do, they really make an effort to spread it out.
Yeah.
So if you are an award recipient, you can't receive a grant again for three more years. So, you know, that's kind of neat, too, that they're just like, hey, it's not meant to, I mean, $3,000 to $8,000 is not going to run anybody's show for the year. They're saying, where do you need a little boost? Where do you need us to supplement? Where do you, one of the other people at our table, I want to say maybe it was like Superior, but I can't say that for sure, but in that, in that vicinity. And it was a high school girls swim team, and they were looking for some new equipment and that kind of thing that they needed, and so they got funded, and they said like 5 years prior they had gotten funded, and now it's time to refresh. So I don't know, I just think it's cool the approach that they take and how they interact with people. And yes, they do typically have a retired or former Packer who is present. That is part of the foundation. So Darcy did speak very briefly, and then the lead of their foundation, and it was great. It was, you know, all rolled up into one. It was like 90 minutes. It wasn't a full. It just was nice. Everything about it was really nice. So this did happen back in November, but we had to wait until the Packers did their press release, and then they gave us the okay to share it. So it is exciting. I hope you talk about it for the whole hour of Playmakers.
Absolutely, especially Ben and Dorsey. Not that big of a difference in height there. I like that. That's good for Ben.
That's good for Ben.
You guys look great. It's a great picture. Find that picture and be sure to sign up for the newsletter so you can get these kind of updates and find out not just ways that you can impact your community with the United Way, but the great work that the United Way is doing and the support that they have for it. You trust your Green Bay Packers, I imagine, out there. Well, you trust that they are looking at organizations and nonprofits that are doing good work, and that's where they want to spread that love that you're talking about there. And it is a huge compliment, not only to the United Way, but I think vice versa to the Green Bay Packers as well, that they are there, this in tune with their communities and their state. They understand it's a mutual beneficial situation, and they work to benefit that all those that they can. Rising boat, you know, and all that. It's very cool. And Dorsey Levins looks great, man.
Yeah.
He looks good.
He does.
It's awesome to see these former football players. Has anybody seen Joe Thomas recently? Looks amazing. Doesn't look anything like he did at UW or anything like that. It's incredible to see. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to check out that wonderful new website. Terry and I will be back with more fun doing the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right here on The Morning Show.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly, and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone, and thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
It's time for cards, cards, cards. Make your holiday cards stand out from the rest this year with Quality Plus Printing. Create funny, sincere, or photo-based messages for every occasion with Quality Plus printing for all your cards.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
We'll see a little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy with light snow falling. Temperatures will be in the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It is time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open for the week. They opened their doors this morning. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And be sure to check out their Facebook page as well. They're not only wishing everybody a happy Tuesday, but a great encouragement to go check out some of the Christmas lights around town, drive around, check some of those out. It's certainly one of my favorite things to do this time of year.
Absolutely. I love it.
I take the long way home whenever I am leaving, wherever I am in the day, just so that I can do that.
Like, you know, you could leave here and head Port Nakusa, mm-hmm. across that bridge and then come back up through town and check out some lights.
Yep.
You don't go that far.
It's been a little
you
while.
Should.
But I have done that best. And I encourage everybody to do that. Some of our great community members put a lot of work into these displays
Super fun.
Everything. It's fun to check them out. Be sure to do that, everybody. And check out the great menu and the wonderful specials they have over at El Cafe. Buy local, support this, support those this community. And of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want them. info@wfhr.com. You can email us that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app. You want that app handy because we got that grown-up gift list text to win contest going on. You're going to be using the Civic Media app to text those words to us. Let's take a look at our local list. I got two possible qualifiers here. Terry, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right.
Lucky number one.
Yeah, and that gives us our qualifiers. And first up, we want to wish a happy 58th anniversary to Bernie and Jerry and Crow.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 58th, you two. Hope it's a great one for you. Wonderful. 58. That's awesome. Happy 58th. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 47th anniversary, Tom and Ellen Sox.
Happy anniversary. Both anniversaries today.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh,
I like that.
Happy anniversary.
Hope you guys all have a great anniversary. And to Tom and Ellen, happy 47th. And your qualifiers.
Holy cow. 47 and 58.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty impressive.
This is the day to get married, folks.
Yeah, apparently. Yes, this is the day. Go
James.
On. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Next year, December 10th. Be there. We'll set it up for you. You just be there. Can you imagine?
Oh, you know, with the amount of reality shows that there are nowadays and everything, I'm not even going to test you. I wouldn't test you in general.
Except I'm not a reality person, so.
No.
But I think we could set you up a wedding.
That would make it all the more crazy. That would make it all the more shocking of a twist. We move on right away to take a look at our celebrity list. Raven Simone is 39 today. A child actor from The Cosby Show and Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Had that That's So Raven and Raven's House. She's done a couple of different things like that. And she still acts, but she really just kind of, whenever she seems to have a project she likes, which is always going to be
Raven.
A great place. Yeah, she's done her. I know that she's been on The View and some other things too. So she's
I don't know about that. I like her Disney days.
And honestly, I you know what? I might have misspoke. I don't know if she's been on The View or one of those other talk
shows. Like a talk show.
Yeah, daytime talk shows. I know she's made some work doing that.
Except for Kelly Ripa. She like is large and in charge. I can watch her a little bit.
I enjoy Kelly Ripa. I do. I think part of what I like about Kelly Ripa is knowing her work ethic.
Well,
and
yeah.
There's few people that are working harder than her.
And her energy just blows me away. So I just, yeah. Anyway, okay, I digress.
Megan Lindsay is 39, country singer. Came in second on season 8 of The Voice and got her start with a cover of Counting Stars from One Republic. Meg White is 50, White Stripes drummer. Great drummer, underrated drummer, and kind of, I think, underrated drummer. I'm a big fan of the White Stripes and big fan of Miss Meg White. Big, big fan. Bobby Flay is 60, the Iron Chef. I wondered how you got that nickname.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty good nickname to have
as a
chef.
It does, but what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
thank you.
Does that mean
thank
my food is good?
Yeah. Actually, I mean,
Does
all my anything you have from Bobby, it tastes, it's hard. It's hard
like,
as
iron. Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Or it's all made on a grill? Like
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't resonate for me.
It doesn't work. It doesn't make me. I'll tell you this. It doesn't make me want his food.
Or when they're like, it's the Iron Chef competition. Yeah. What the heck does that mean?
Not for me. I believe, in my opinion, the greatest Shakespearean actor that has ever existed, possibly, but certainly of our generation and pretty much any generation listening, Kenneth Branagh is 64 today. If you question that, that's cool. I ask you to, I will submit 9 different Kenneth Branagh movies that he did, Shakespeare movies that he did. At the top of that list is the quintessential version of Hamlet. It is a long movie. Because he does it exactly for the script. It is one of the greatest assembled casts of all time. Kenneth Branagh directed it, and he stars as Hamlet. And honestly, I got done watching that, and as a kid, as an actor, you want to do Hamlet. I mean, most male actors want to do Hamlet
someday.
That's
the go-to?
It's one of those roles. Right. It's one of those roles, even if you don't like it, you don't turn it down, because what it means to have on your resume to do Hamlet.
I
saw Kenneth Branagh do it, and I'm like, no. Nope. I want to be one of the greatest actors of all time, Terry. And I saw his performance, and I was like, okay, well, maybe one day.
It's but done.
Today,
you're like,
poof. It ain't today. I love his work, and I also appreciate him as somebody who has owned his mistakes in life and has done a really, really masterful job. Most people might not know some of the Shakespeare work, but you probably know some of the movies he did in the 90s, and certainly most recently has been Poirot, the detective, and Murder on the Orient Express, and some other movies like that.
Okay.
He's the lead actor in those. Kenneth Branagh, one of the greatest of all time. Let's see here. Johnny Rodriguez is 73, country singer. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us. Tommy Kirk, born in 1941. Disney legend from Old Yeller and Swiss Family Robinson.
Old Yeller. I like Swiss Family Robinson, too.
I remember both.
Where are those movies?
Yeah. They got to be on the Disney Plus app or something, I would think.
Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan, born on this day in 1957. The Green Mile, Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes. he was actually a bodyguard for Will Smith and LL Cool J and at one point in his career. Yeah.
Huh.
Just one of the, I love actors like him that are so strong and powerful, and they show up on screen and you immediately are locked in on them. But then to be such a kind human being as well. It just seems like that goes hand in hand often. Missed a lot.
The gentle giant kind of theory, right?
And unfortunately, one of the things that bugs me too when we lose people this young is that catches the eye and not the career. You know, actor. Very good actor. And I think was going on to be one of the better character actors of his generation. It's a shame. Dan Blocker, born in this day in 1928, Hoss on Bonanza. And we wrap up with a big one, Melville Dewey, the Dewey decimal system.
Oh, okay.
Born in 1851, passed away in 1931. As much as I do enjoy and love having these supercomputers on our hips, and I want to know who invented the refrigerator, and I can look it up or whatever. There was something about having to hunt for that information. There was something about that
I don't even think there is a card catalog in the library anymore.
Probably not. Yeah, they got to move. They need the room, I'm sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, but
that's a great question. Huh, I don't know.
And I'm there enough. I guess I just don't pay attention.
I wonder. I wonder, in even another extension of that, I wonder if they even have them in schools anymore.
Or the way that you research, you know, just in general.
Like
if you're writing a paper or something.
I think that would be a great project for, not that teachers need my help at all, but I think that'd be a great project for students. Hey, you got to look up to the, you got to look this up, but you got to do it using the Dewey Decimal System.
So my daughter is in a college English course, and they, one of their papers, she's in high school, college English course, and they had to write a paper about AI. But they signed an agreement at the start of the class that they wouldn't, could not use AI for any of their work, right? But then when you're writing a paper about AI and the benefits of AI, I said, well, couldn't you ask AI what its value is, but then cite that as a source? Because you can use other internet sources. So, you know, that's a whole other component that we never had to deal with. It's like way out there. Holy cow.
There's so many layers to that. And we're guinea pigs right now. We're working our way through it because it that's the way all these things work. But it's just
a, I'll go back to the card catalog. I'm fine with it.
I don't mind the Dewey Decimal System. Didn't mind it. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you so much for celebrating with us. Keep them coming, everybody. And be sure to support and hang out with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We will get to a news and sports break. Take care of our partners. Terry and I will be back talking some fun. We've got a good one lined up. The new trend, airport rules for everyday life. That is coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There are changes coming to the Southwood County YMCA. Beginning on January 1st, the Wisconsin Rapids location will be open to members 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for a small additional fee. The Port Edwards facility will also be seeing changes. The Southwood County YMCA leadership and community stakeholders evaluated the facility in the spring. Due to the need for costly repairs and structural uncertainties, they've decided to close the main building in Port Edwards on January 1st. The Youth Center and Gymnastics Building will remain open. They stated on their Facebook page, "The Southwood County YMCA does not take lightly the 67 years our Port Edwards facility stood proudly in our community, offering programs and opportunities for many in our area. We remain committed to the vision of John E. Alexander. To be successful, any community program must reach all the people, all the denominations and ages, and must offer something worthwhile to all groups, regardless of position, wealth, or social level." If you have questions about the closure, you can contact Aaron Hess at 715-818-6017. Lisa Hale has a special story about a young man with a passion for sports.
Lots of kids dream of being a big sports broadcaster when they're older. But for one 10-year-old Green Bay boy, that dream is becoming a reality.
For close games like this, I think it's going to go down to who has the ball last before halftime, where they're playing, and then who's winning at halftime. Because I think if it's a close game like that, it's just going to go down to those simple things.
That's Bex, who hosts a podcast, Shorts on Sports, which can be found on YouTube from the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Green Bay area.
Bex is also a regular guest on Civic Media's Green Bay show, Mino and the Mayor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Since 1992, DoorWorks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. DoorWorks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, LaURA.BERGH at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
We'll see a little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy with light snow. Falling temperatures will be in the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
All right, we got Christmas jingles, Terry.
Oh, yeah,
Christmas
woo!
Jingles.
Finally.
So let's see here. What should we do? Ooh, I like this. Sarah McLachlan, I Heard the Bells on Chime. I thought it would kick in sooner.
It's okay. I'll take it.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're all familiar carols play.
I love her voice.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Wild and sweet. The words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill.
Oh, the way she sang earth. Ooh, man.
Just, I love her.
Her. I don't know how to word this because I'm not smart enough, but her flexibility with her voice has always been unique to me. Just an incredible singer.
I agree. We should probably do one more.
We want to do one more? All right. How about the...
You pick. You pick. Surprise me.
Ooh. Mannheim Steamroller, Deck the Halls.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. I am putting together, I will do a shameless plug while we're doing this, this Sunday on Unlabeled, and the next two episodes of Unlabeled actually are Christmas tapes.
Really?
The 90s, so I did a little homework on this, and back in the late 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, if you were a big artist, you did a Christmas album, or
for
at least
sure.
a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Then the 80s, it was just all, you know, selfish, and synthesizers and everything.
Techno.
Yeah, yeah. But then the 90s came back, and people, like, it's like they rediscovered it, like, hey, wait a minute, there's all this Christmas music here, and it's all open for anybody. Anybody can do Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Anybody can do these. So a lot of artists came in and started doing them, and that's why you had an R&B artist who had a pretty good career already going decide, you know what, I'm going to do my own Christmas song, and Mariah Carey goes and does a song and becomes a modern classic.
Uh-huh.
The Boys to Men album comes out that my mother listens to every single Christmas.
Only Christmas?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say every single day.
Pretty much. And I came across a bunch of great country Christmas songs, too. Randy Travis, Alison Krauss, and Alan Jackson did a great song together. So I've got all that coming up for you in the next couple of episodes of Unlabeled Christmas Edition. That's what we'll be having. So that'll be fun. This could be fun or not. You tell me. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Feel free to join Terry and I, because there is this new trend that's gaining popularity on social media. Imagining that you're at an airport, that sounds like something that requires a little bit, but you go ahead and you imagine that. Traveling through airports can involve a lot of uncontrollable variables. So many people slip into a treat-yourself mode that ignores diets, fitness, normal routines, and just basically, you know, human kindness sometimes. The idea is expanding that to cope with everyday annoyances, you do this. So if someone feels overwhelmed or exhausted with regular life, they announce airport rules are in effect, and that clears the way for eating pizza for breakfast, having a drink in the middle of the day, caffeine and energy drinks at any time.
So it has nothing to do with the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, legit, right? Like, you can just call this whenever you need it.
As a side note, there are a lot of guys already doing this. They had no idea that they're doing this.
But it is, I mean, it is kind of fun. I'll go with that. I don't think it's all that. Right. I think it's okay.
Like a lot of things in life, if you ain't hurting anybody, I got no issue with it. I really have no problem with it. In one video, someone explains money means nothing and time of the day means nothing. So they're just kind of like, you know, they're really in airport mode rules. For non-flyers out there, airport rule, you know, this is, I don't know, you and I have been to airports a lot.
Like, you have to just take the first food place that doesn't have a really long line because you've got to get on the next plane. You know what I mean? Like, you just take what you can get. What I love about this, can't you see, like, a six-year-old, like, instead of eating, like, a good breakfast, all of a sudden they're eating pizza and they're like, hey, airport rules.
Yes, I love that. Oh, that I love. I love that. That's an awesome idea.
You know, the parent comes in, oh, airport rules.
This does feel like a great release. And I think every human being deserves a release in life. And this seems like one where, but you can't overdo it, though. You can't be doing this every day.
Sometimes we all need that little button you push, the switch you flip, and it doesn't even have to be time consuming. It's just like a mindset. Like, okay, I can just turn off from this, or I can let this go, so to put like that little label on it, it's kind of cute, actually.
I think we do this in some ways too, just in different ways. A lot of people have that their shows or something that they do at the end of the day or the end of the night that just helps them unwind. I know for my sister, my mom, a lot of people, it's reading. There's a lot of that. So this is that in a different way.
That's kind
of
cute. Ways.
Yeah, not so bad. I wanted to look at this one too. Speaking of airport food, food in general, really. We're 2 weeks from Christmas, and have you bought any candy canes yet? Better question, will they be eaten? A poll by Branches found candy canes are definitely a tradition. 90% agree, which is pretty nice to see 90% of people agreeing on anything almost.
Good point.
But we're now more likely to use them as decorations than food. 60% of candy canes are used as decorations, and 58% are sometimes eat them as a treat, according to this survey. Overall, we're pro candy cane, though. 80% feel nostalgia from them. 77% would describe them as refreshing, and 75% say they are delicious.
My kids used to eat them a lot. I will say we are in the decoration group. This was a tradition at my grandma's, and my mom did this, and we do this. We hang them on the tree. Right, as part of the decoration, and my kids used to eat a lot of them. Now I buy less, and I still throw some away probably in, you know, like February. But I don't know, I might have one over the course of the time, but they do for us start out as a decoration, and then when you want one, you just grab it off the tree and eat it. I have one of my daughters doesn't like, she's better now, but she doesn't really like spicy. When she was little, she called the peppermint ones spicy, along with, you know, peppermint toothpaste, like anything minty she didn't really care for. So she's always liked the cherry ones.
Okay.
But now you can get every kind. I mean, you can get Sour Patch Kids, Warheads, like everything. I just buy your traditional peppermint and then the cherry.
Tomorrow on the morning show, Melissa and I will be hanging out. We're going to be talking about some of the different wild, weird flavors out there.
Yeah, there are crazy ones.
There are some wild ones, but I do enjoy this whole thing of candy. I'm a candy cane person. I like candy. Yeah. I like candy canes. And traditionally, my mother would only get certain ones, like the Starburst ones or whatever. She would get those, but I could not have them until after Christmas.
Oh, but you had to leave them alone until after.
Had to leave them.
I think you should do a taste test tomorrow morning.
Ooh, that would be fun.
You should get the Warheads. See if you can talk after you suck on that for a few minutes.
Do they have an expiration date?
I mean, do they? I don't know. I wouldn't save them and use them the next year.
Yeah,
but I think probably by like February, I'm like chucking them out of the, you know, I'll move them from the tree to a bowl, and then whoever eats them, fine, and then I chuck them. I don't know that they really do.
Just throwing it into the search engine, candy canes generally do not have a noticeable expiration date, and when stored properly in a cool, dry place, they can last for well over a year, even up to several years, due to their high sugar content.
I was just saying, it's just sugar, right?
Yeah. I just wouldn't.
But
know,
you've gotten that candy cane, right? That, like, maybe at a winter parade or something, that has gotten like wet.
Yes.
And it's like,
yes.
Bleh.
You can
sticky.
Tell. Thankfully, those packages almost give you the sign. Like, okay, that one's not.
Yeah,
good.
Like the sugar started to break down. Okay, that's not a good.
We'll just
choice.
Use that one for decoration.
Or like, remember that kid when you'd get candy canes in school? Okay, I'm gonna eat the straight end, which I would call
the
bottom
next one. Yes,
I would call that the bottom, but I'm gonna eat the straight end first.
Yeah,
but remember that kid that wouldn't like pull the wrapper back very far,
yes.
And then they've got like the plastic in their mouth, yes. And
the kid that you could see from across the room, they're sticky.
Yeah, that's take the whole wrapper off and they're hanging on to it. Like, leave part of the wrapper on to hang on to that. These are basic skills.
That's why the wrapper's there.
I mean, when should this come out? Kindergarten, 4K.
At least.
I mean, like, when should this be taught?
If you don't know this by first or second grade, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think you should learn it at home. I'm not putting it on the teachers.
But as much as we don't like, we strive for connection, not divisiveness around here. However, I do want the audience to participate, which is the proper way to eat the candy cane. Do you start at the hook or the end? I start at the end like you, Terry. I don't know if there's any, what mad person out there starts with the hook, but I want to hear from them. I know they exist, and I know you're out there. I want to hear from you, 715-424-2020.
And we don't just want to hear, we want to know why.
Yes, that's the whole thing. That's my follow-up question. Yes, I want to know why. But yeah, candy canes are great. It is interesting to think of that not only that they still have that they're still used and all that, the nostalgia part, though.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that until recent. My mom, every year, you know, she's got, like a lot of moms out there, she's got her cardboard box that has her Easter stuff, her Halloween stuff, her Thanksgiving stuff, and her Christmas stuff. And my mom loves Christmas. So that is at least two boxes. I would say probably around the pandemic, she stopped putting out as much stuff. And, you know, the kids are older and everything. This year, she brought everything back out and just went all in again.
Nice.
And I did not realize how much I missed that or how much nostalgia would be involved, where every 5 seconds I'm just running into something and it's deja vu. Just great to see. And a credit to her and all the people out there getting into the spirit, getting into the season and everything. I know it's not always easy. I know that there's plenty of things that can distract us or keep it. That's the point of this time of year. It's not easy always, but that's part of what I think is about the spirit of the season. And one of the most beautiful parts of that is you don't have to feel it every day. Maybe somebody else picks you up that day and they have it, and then you can do it for somebody else the next day. This is a fun but also difficult time of year for many people out there. That's why I think if everybody has that spirit and tries to share that spirit, we can be there for each other and really help each other and check out some cool candy cane flavors.
For sure. And you're going with fruity ones, aren't you?
I am. Well, anything, citrusy. I'm a fruit punch guy.
I just like the plain old peppermint one.
They're not bad. I do like those. Now, there's the thing, because I want to have one of those eventually, but before that, I will have probably
everything else. Fair enough.
And stay away from the chocolate ones. I've never had a good chocolate candy cane. I don't know if you can do that. I'm not sure if that's possible. We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more show coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the ELF call center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We'll see a little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy with light snow. Falling temperatures will be in the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you, getting in that spirit of the season.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
You know, I'm like a little kid. Like, I'm like, as soon as you hit it, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I love it.
You got to play some Bird Ives. There's a handful of artists that you have to hear this time of year. Otherwise, I'm not even sure if you can call it Christmas. Bird Ives is one of them. And a lot of people this time of year, especially getting out of the hunting season and everything, wearing camo. And certainly, I don't know, I've talked to a lot of my, almost all my friends are hunters. And talking to them about this, it's a fun one to me. Because some of them are like, well, only hunters should wear camo. Oh, no. Only really? This or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Oh. There's a couple. And then there's others that don't care or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's more than just fashion, of course. It has its other purposes. But wearing camo is just a way of life for a large portion of Americans. Granted, a lot of us do and don't, but have some of this and some don't. But it is a bit of a fun and casual look for some. So would it surprise you to know that if you wore camo in certain countries, you could end up getting a fine or even jail time?
Yeah. Dang.
The main reasons camo is banned in some countries is because of its association with rebels or terrorist organizations.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And it may confuse civilians with members of the military. This is wild about our country, though, because it's not just this. It would not be if you're going to, especially in major cities or just anywhere. Right now, somewhere right in Wisconsin Rapids, somebody's wearing a cowboy hat that has never been on a ranch before or anything. Right. You've got a lot of that in our country where we kind of just do these things, this fashion. And, you know.
Do you remember, though, and maybe not because you were a city boy, but. No, but I'm just thinking about like when I was a kid, like a little kid, elementary or whatever. Like the only camo, though, that I remember then was military.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some hunters, but I don't think that like the hunters and my dad and my brothers, I mean, we certainly weren't in a position where you had a different outfit for every hunting season. You had your orange for gun season. And like that was,
yeah.
I just, I can remember that. I mean, But like with any fashion, that's just how it goes, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, and I'm fine with anybody wearing camo, but I can remember, I think I can remember, like an affiliation where that's only who you ever saw in camo 100%. Was military.
Yeah, same. Especially with the family members I have that have served and were serving at the time and everything. Yeah, that's just immediate. And still to this day, that's what I associate it with when I think of
camo.
And
I just don't remember, you know, many hunters, some hardcore ones, but many didn't have. And now, I mean, my husband does, the girls do. You know, anybody who bow hunts probably has some sort of camo.
Might want to leave the camo home if you are visiting any of these countries, Antigua and Barbuda, the Bahamas, Dominica, Grenada, Jamaica, Nigeria, Oman, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, South Africa, Trinidad, and Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Interesting.
And a lot of those Caribbean islands in there, like that's interesting too. That, I mean, think about that. Like, you're an American, you go, I mean, I don't think anything would happen, but like, you go there like on a cruise or something, you know, and you happen to grab your camo shorts that day.
It would be my luck. It's one of those things that as a traveler I've wanted to do for a very long time, check out other countries and everything. My luck, I get a chance to go to the Bahamas and I just happen to bring my camo shorts. That would be my
But, you know, in the Bahamas, though, like at the port, at the cruise ports, like when you, not so much maybe when you're getting off, like if you get off for the day, but when you're coming back to the ship, there are armed military, you know, like kind of monitoring what's happening as travelers are getting back on the ships. So, and now come to think of it, they are dressed in camo. So, yeah. I mean, I can see that there could be confusion. Potentially.
I could see that. It's just, I don't think that this is one of those things where one people doing it right, one isn't, or anything that. To each their own, in each country their own.
But being aware, because I would have never thought of that. Like, if I'm going to this country, what can I wear? Or what can I, you know, I would have never thought of that.
I feel like if it's wrong, I'd probably show up in it. I feel like that's my luck.
So don't travel with James.
Yes, don't. Yeah, this is probably a good idea. According to Reader's Digest, if you're doing a cruise in the Caribbean, you should leave anything camo at home.
Oh, funny.
Nice. That's hilarious that you just said that. That includes backpacks, sunglasses, handbags, and even shoes with a military look. And better to be safe than sorry, especially because one thing that is very different is as rough as our jails can be, you just don't know with any foreign jail. Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. And you don't want to take those chances.
You don't want that boat to sail away without you that day. Yeah. That would be tragic.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty darn interesting, though. And this one is a little bit interesting. Pennsylvania town attempts world record for the largest Macarena dance, Terry. We are going back to the 90s a little bit with this one. A Pennsylvania town's holiday parade was capped off by participants and spectators attempting a Guinness World Record for the largest Macarena dance.
That's kind of fun.
I like this one. The Newton Business Association asked participants and spectators from the McAfee's Newton Holiday Parade to gather in the middle of Sycamore Street after the parade to perform the dance move associated with the 96 Bayside Boys version of the song.
And you know what? It's easy enough. Like, anybody can, you know what I mean? Like, anybody can catch on pretty quickly. So that'd be fun. Fly a drone over and take some video or pictures.
That would look cool. Yeah. This song, like a lot of people from the 90s, I got burnt out from real quick. But I do remember that the song tells you how to do the dance in the song, doesn't it?
So, it's super easy.
If you didn't know. Yeah. The current record for the largest Macarena dance stands at 2,219 people.
That's it?
That doesn't seem that bad. Yeah. England's Inglebuckled Community College did this back in 2011. And quote, based on the participation list and based on all the people we had there, I think we came pretty close, if not breaking it.
Oh, shoot. I hope they broke it.
Yeah. Evidence from the record attempt, including video recorded by drones. Huh? You were really on point this morning. Well, now be submitted to Guinness World Records for review. So that it hasn't been announced yet. This just happened the other day. But once the announcement happens, you know, we'll be
telling you about it.
That's super cool. Out there. To Terry, to all of you out there, 715-424-2600. You guys have been hearing me for a while. I want to break a record. I want to do something like that. If we are going to do something like this, what dance? Chicken dance? Largest amount of people ever doing the chicken dance?
Okay, but do you think, I mean, I think we'd have to look it up. Oh, I'm guessing the largest number of people doing the chicken dance at once is already well over that 2,200 mark.
Well, you're more than likely, no, we don't even have enough people in town to do that. Yeah, but there's got to be something,
like
right?
The electric slide.
Be. Yes, there you go.
Although that one's a little harder. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Macarena is like really just arms and then you turn. So
imagine 2,000 people all sliding at the same time. That's
sweet. Or the cha-cha slide.
Ooh, that's
Cupid
a good
shuffle.
One. Yeah, Cupid shuffle is the first one I thought of. And then what about square dancing? There's a million square dancing
moves.
Good
point. What about the hokey pokey?
Yes, the hokey pokey. 2,000 people doing the hokey pokey.
Do you think if I asked my children right now about the hokey pokey, you think they'd even know what it is? I don't think so.
That's a great question.
Yours might. But I don't know. I don't know if kids know what that is. They know what the chicken dance is.
I literally want to text my kids right now and see if they do. That's such a good question. That's a good, wild one to think of, too, because...
Yeah. We did it all the time. I think we even did it in gym class, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little cardio to get things going.
Definitely.
I think you can call that cardio.
I was going to say, though, there's so many things like that that you're like, well, I remember when I learned this. No, you don't. Nobody knows how they learned the hokey pokey. I don't know that it's who taught the first person the hokey pokey. It's just something somehow that we...
I don't know who sang it.
Like salmon swimming upstream. We just somehow all know
it's innate.
As human beings. Yes, it's just in our blood somehow. I'm not sure. But that'd be a fun one, I think. Feel free. We'll keep this open up throughout the whole show, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and let us know what you think our record-breaking dance should be. Civic Media's statewide grown-up gift list text to win contest is going strong, everybody. We had fun over on the Sunrise Show and over here at 7 a.m. giving out a word. We'll be doing that again at the top of the 11 a.m. hour and then at 1 and 4 o'clock today. And we're doing this right up to the 20th. Every top of 7 and 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock p.m. hours, we'll give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app, and you can do that. And you'll either win some cash over an overnight getaway stay to Chula Vista Resorts, and we've got these grown-up gifts to give away too to 8 of our grand prize winners. We're talking a robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage, all kinds of cool things.
That is
for
fabulous.
You. Oh, yeah, we're having fun with this one, and we're doing it up until the 20th. Get in on this, everybody, and be listening for that keyword. Terry and I'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione's been charged with murder in the death of United Healthcare CEO. The suspect picked up at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
This person seemed to have avoided a digital trace of sorts, and what the Altoona police tell me is that they're issuing search warrants for the laptop.
A fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California has doubled in size, threatening homes and a university.
I was able to save one horse. I got the family out of the house, and this is where I'm at. I was trying to get to Point Doom right now, and the road is closed because the fire from Pepperdine.
Benjamin Netanyahu's testified at his corruption trial in Tel Aviv. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
There are noisy pro and anti-Netanyahu protests here, kept apart by security guards. This scene sums up how deep divisions over the veteran Israeli leader and his long-running trial have come to define Israeli politics.